You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Sam Tripley Part 2. My favorite part of his interview was talking about Ryan Bledsoe and his father's alien abduction. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Yeah. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the second time, it's been a minute, comedian, podcaster, and make sure to check him out at his content on the premium, platform, Rockfin. And make sure to check out his podcast, Broken Simulation, and the Conspiracy Social Club podcast. Sam Tripley Part 2. I kind of fumbled my words a little bit there.
Great.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's great.
It's been a while. I got a little nervous because I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you been, man?
To be back
yeah,
in
man. Yeah, it's
back
been,
in the studio.
It's been years.
It's been years.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. It's good to see
it's
you.
It's good to see you.
You got staff now. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, I didn't have staff before.
I don't think you'd have
there
staff.
There you go, dude.
Before.
You know, things happen.
Bro.
You know, I'm just still trying to
Scissor
do it.
Scissor Bros are killing
it. Yeah, we're trying. You got to get on there.
I would love to.
Have you seen any of our content there?
Yeah, I will see it all the time.
The challenges?
The clips. And
yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
You guys are rocking.
We're trying. We're, you know, we're consistent.
Yeah.
And then shout out to Off the Grid Ryan as well. That's our brother.
Our brother.
Off the Grid Ryan. Nothing
he's
but
great.
Love. Now, are you still doing a podcast with my boy Ryan here?
Well, we don't. He used to be on Tim Fall Hat and he quit.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
We're thinking about starting a new one.
Bring him back into the mix.
By the way, I have
Bring
seven podcasts.
Wait, let's start with that. How you doing? I'm trying to learn from you, brother. How you doing?
I'm a crazy person.
I'm doing two, and I'm like, Red Bull at 9 p.m.
Well, okay, so this is my life. I have seven podcasts. I'm taking 3 martial arts.
You are?
Yes, I'm taking jiu-jitsu, Krav Maga, and Thai boxing. And it's because if
I look fit. Like, you look, like, stronger.
You. Well, dude, if I stand still, the demons come. So
and
I have
know,
to. I got to keep
and boy,
moving.
Boy, do we have demons
up
here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm really into this hermetic principle stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the notion of duality, that
yeah.
we all have duality.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in recovery. You'll be, like, in a meeting, and some, like, dude who's been sober for 40 years out of his 55 years, right? He'll be like, you know, blah, 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 alcoholic, because you always have your darkness there. So if I stop moving,
yeah.
the demons start to go, hey.
And how do they come? Well, how do they enter your brain?
They just go,
do they
hey,
come
dude,
as a friend?
It'd be fun to get weird real quick. Let's do weird shit and do drugs and make bad decisions.
Yeah.
All my, like, hobbies were felonies at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were on one at one point.
I was running, bro.
Yeah. Were you smoking some?
Yeah, speed.
Okay, thanks for your honesty.
Yeah, dude.
You
I
know,
loved it.
Have you ever done speed and done a comedy set? Like, what's that like?
One time and I crushed and I was like, this is not good.
You were crushing?
I crushed.
So you're just...
I'm like, okay, we can't do that again. That can't become a thing.
Because you're like, I've seen you. I was doing a stand-up on the spot, and I was upstairs, and you had your own show, and I was looking at you through the square. I'm like, oh, there's Sam. And it's like, I was watching you, because you went on in between the acts.
So
you're natural as fuck. I'm like, I was thinking the whole time I'm looking at you, I'm like, oh, he's like comfortable up there.
Yeah. I've been
like,
doing
you were
it
just kind of.
Since I was 22 years old.
Yeah, bro.
I'm 50 now.
There you go, man. I'm still doing it. Yeah. But your crowd work, you're just. Just kind of
you're
just,
supposed to say you look great for 50.
You look great for 50. You do look great for 50. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But things are happening. Well, so how are you managing doing 7 podcasts, bro?
Well, you know, each podcast is something I want to learn about, and I've discovered that I retain information much better by talking than I do by reading.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to love reading more. I'm trying to read like 10 pages a day. I'm in the conspiracy books. And
I want to get into the UFOs.
Today's the perfect day to talk to me.
Because, no one's talking about it, man. There was a government hearing talking about UAPs, UFOs, and they're acknowledging
this. I got the
this.
Real stuff today, bro.
Okay,
I got
can
the
you
good,
share it to
I got
the viewers?
The street good shit,
okay,
dude.
Can you please?
Uncut.
That you do?
Good shit.
Okay, please share.
So today I had on Chris Bledsoe and Ryan Bledsoe.
Are they brothers?
No, they're father son.
Okay, gotcha.
And basically, Chris Bledsoe had been abducted.
He was abducted?
Yeah, and time disappeared, and when he came back, it was like hours later, and he thought it was only 10 minutes. It was crazy.
They have that technology. The Greys do, yeah.
He had Crohn's disease. He no longer had it.
They cured him?
They cured him.
They got that technology too?
Yeah, dog.
So give me more backstory. You got my attention.
So the whole thing about these crafts, the ones you're seeing.
There's the ones that they said some of them are like egg shaped.
Yes.
The Tic Tac one.
I think they're all human technology from U.S. military. And the real shit isn't that. And this guy has videos of like, he got it all on video, like balls of light with entities inside them. And bro, he showed some videos today off his phone. I was like,
to you?
So on the show.
On the show, he broke it out.
Bro, I was like, I've heard about Project Bluebeam forever.
Yeah.
So then I had this woman. So backstory is, I had a woman on my spiritual podcast called Zero. Okay, it's Zero with Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, I have communications with these entities. And they were telling me that Project Bluebeam, the real PSYOP, is that the government, it wants you to think it's them creating all the alien stuff.
Oh, wow.
When in reality...
misinformation shit.
The real stuff is that we are going to make contact with entities of light.
Okay, so what's that referring to, the entities of light? Are those like the tall
so
whites?
Going back to today?
Yeah.
Whoever these things are,
there's a bunch of them. There's different races.
I think
there's
a whole
bunch
of them.
There's a bunch of them.
These guys, the blood cells, have met people and met entities, and they meet them all the time.
How do they communicate? Telepathically?
They can telepathically communicate with them.
I've heard about that.
But they show up, and you could see faces in the balls of light, and then sometimes the entities will appear, and the ball of light will be absorbed into the entity. It's crazy. He showed me all these videos,
really?
Bro.
So when did he get abducted?
2008.
And then what state? In California?
North Carolina.
I knew it was the East Coast. I just knew.
Well, you know, it's hard to see stuff in... So my whole
Pennsylvania, I was going to guess Pennsylvania or something.
Anytime there's like too much electricity, you're never going to see anything.
Right. You need the land.
Yeah, you need to have less energy.
Yeah.
So, dude, like my whole opinion is like the whole thing has been the PSYOP, the Agenda 2030 is like they want us to move into these giant cities. And these cities
like
are
L.A.
L.A.,
the
New
condos,
York.
They're stacking us on top of
each
other.
It's all the free-range reservations,
bro. Yeah.
Like, we think we're free, but we're bombarded with drugs, alcohol, sex, shitty food, all that
squatters,
stuff. Yeah, all
meth
that stuff.
Heads.
Yeah, and
everything.
When you live in the land, it's
you
like...
You get to kind of have a peace of mind, and then you'll see shit.
So they've been teaching us scarcity forever, when really it's... there's abundance and there's enough of everything for everybody.
Yeah.
But they want us to think we're in a right now, Stevie.
Yeah.
We're in a giant demoralization campaign
right now
in humanity.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They're trying to make us think we have no hope.
No power.
No power.
No nothing.
And that they, like, they inverted
who's
the Buddha.
They? The aliens are doing that?
No, the
government's doing that, making us feel that way?
The best, the elites, but we could call them the lizard people.
Yeah.
They may not actually be lizards, but they have reptilian, brain. And they are genetically modified from Anunnakis, who are fallen angels. And the war is between God and the fallen angels.
That's for damn sure, huh? I mean, if you're not into this, that sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy.
But I'm on the same page as you, bro. Because I've been watching Linda Moulton Howe, Earth Files for years. She knows her shit too, bro.
100%.
With the cattle mutilations and all that
stuff. So everybody wants you to think that everything's going on is about money and power. We are.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are trillions of dollars in debt right now. They print money. Yeah, they don't need the money.
They just print
the money.
Yeah.
And they lock down the world like that. They have all the power. This is a spiritual war.
Right now it's a depopulation. Right now it's happening?
Yes.
So who's involved? Is China involved?
China is just a pawn.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they were one of the major players.
No, they're pawns. China.
What about Russia? So Russia or China, it's not...
Russia, I mean, if you're asking me where's the real power, you want to know where I think it is?
Go ahead.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
You know what's in Switzerland?
The Swiss banks. They got all the money. They're the Swiss
banks. The Bank of International
Settlement. Yeah,
the WEF.
All the billionaires go there to invest their money, man.
Yeah. The Committee of 300. The particle collider. Whatever that thing's called.
Yeah.
That's
so
there.
So it's Switzerland.
I think it's Switzerland. Where didn't Hitler invade?
Switzerland.
Hitler never
wasn't he hiding out over there?
No, he was in Argentina.
Oh, he was in Argentina.
If you ask me, the Nazis didn't lose World War II. Germany did. The Nazis were basically brought in.
Since you brought up World War II, I heard some crazy shit where that alien influence was involved. The Palladians, you know, the blonde hair, blue eye thing.
Yeah.
And people think that's crazy, but it kind of makes sense.
Well, that's what Operation High Jump was about.
The Palladians were involved, right?
Antarctica.
So the Palladians are the blonde hair, blue eyed.
I don't know which aliens it were.
But there's tall white. There's different kinds of white.
So,
like,
Admiral Byrd goes up there. Do you know where he goes to?
No.
New Schwabenland.
Where's that?
It's in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff there,
Klaus Schwab, his father, Schwab, New Schwabenland.
Whoa.
And that's where
there's alien bases in Antarctica,
yes,
too. People don't realize
that. That's why you can't go there.
Yeah. I seen a documentary that Linda Moulton Howe, there's alien bases where the doors are all black, like chrome black, and with these symbols. And yeah, it's hard.
But
yeah,
they
there's
don't
layers.
Come here through... Dude, they don't come here through ships and spaceships. It's all interdimensional shit.
So they got that like stargates and wormholes.
Yeah,
really. So it's kind of like that movie. Remember, They Live at the end. They Live.
Yeah.
At the end, when they're at the banquet, and then those dudes are kind of teleporting from here back to outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like that.
A lot of people think the moon is a stargate or an entry in and out of this dimension.
Dude, you're scaring my intern.
I'm sorry.
We're scaring her. Dude, she's not used to this heat, man. Okay, so what is
The video Pac-Man? It's about the moon.
Yeah, you're right. And the
Pac-Man is about the moon.
It's about the moon and the ghosts. They get recycled back in the box in the middle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about that. That's some real shit. So Pac-Man, the ghost, and then you get recycled back.
And the moon eats the ghosts, which are spirits.
Yeah, spirits.
And then they get
recycled back into the Matrix.
Yeah.
Dude, you're saying some fucking fire right now.
Yeah, dude.
So I...
And Super Mario is about life. Super Mario is the story of the enlightened man.
Like Super Mario Brothers.
Where do we meet Super Mario first? Donkey Kong. What's his whole job? Do his job good enough that his girlfriend doesn't get dick dropped on her, right? Donkey Kong. He fucking saves the day, gets a better job, right?
Yeah. Donkey Kong, he actually played that in the arcade,
Then Super Mario goes to what? Super Mario. He goes from Donkey Kong Super Mario.
Oh, yeah.
He gets a bigger job.
Right.
Then he gets a better job, and now he's eating shrooms, and next thing you know, he's in Mario Kart, and everything is possible.
Hold up. The psilocybin's involved, too, because he's expanding his horizons.
Yes, and then he's getting superpowers.
Can you write that down, please? The Donkey Kong analogy? Yeah, that's good stuff.
Donkey Kong is a cuck game. It's about him stopping his girl from getting lit up by Donkey Kong.
By getting the donkey dong.
Right? And then he does that so well, he gets a better job.
Yeah.
And now he's outside and he eats a shroom. And then he gets superpower.
And then he could jump and he gets bigger.
And then he expands his mind so much, he's in Mario Kart and he can do anything he wants.
Can I be honest with you? How much sobriety? We're both sober, right?
Yeah.
But I've been getting these thoughts of, I've been wanting to try one thing. I know I'll break my sobriety and I'll have to stop.
I'm
talking about DMT. I want to try it
once. I am still figuring out my beliefs on psychedelics.
Because DMT, I've heard, have you heard of the Machine Elves? And
listen, this is a Bob Saget joke, basically, and
yeah,
I don't mean to be crude
in front of the lady.
But my theory is if you don't suck dick for it, it's not drug. That's my opinion. So nobody's blowing anybody for DMT or mushrooms or anything like that.
Right.
You know the story? Yeah. By the way, do you know who had a big influence on AA?
No.
The Rockefellers.
What?
Yeah, they funded a lot of
it
early.
So they met Bill W. and...
They helped them spread the word, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything.
Right, but they just had the funding. They had the money to fund.
Yeah,
to help
so...
fund it. Yeah.
You know, so Bill... When Bill really wanted to make the 12 steps, mm-hmm. at the end when it says, after having
spiritual experience, yeah.
Well, he wanted you to do psychedelics.
Really?
And they were going to vote him out. They tried to vote him out.
That's in the book?
No, that's the story.
But that's the real story. How come we don't hear about that?
Because
in the
it's not
man?
Part of the story, but
so they encouraged that.
Well, he did it. He wanted people to do psychedelics and talk to God.
That's like some Timothy Leary shit. Like,
yeah. But do shrooms. Don't do acid, though. That's the big
thing. I've had some bad experiences
thing.
On acid. So that's okay. So have you met
people? Hold on. I can't tell you it's okay. I that's your journey.
That's my journey.
I do not think psychedelic. Well, first of all, you shouldn't do psychedelics for a long time in sobriety. That's my opinion. And I'm not telling you it's okay to do shrooms or anything in sobriety. But. I do not consider it a violation of your recovery. That's, for me, in my opinion. I'm not here to tell you.
I'm not smoking meth or sniffing coke. You know, it's
like
I'm
yeah, just... those are to me escape drugs because yeah. you don't want to feel shit. I feel like real psychedelics, like shrooms and maybe DMT, yeah. is about expanding your mind. But again, that you everybody's on their own program, and I'm not here to tell them what.
No,
they
that's
can
fine,
or
and
do.
I'm not condoning or I'm not
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
for or against. Look, I'm still sober, and I'm still you know I feel like I'm not working the best program, but it's. You know, it's working out.
Progress, not perfection.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if I were to do it, I would microdose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, full-on lose my mind, you know?
Well, I would be like, I would say go, let's say we're having a conversation, mm-hmm. and this is not for newly sober people. You know, you should get years under your belt before you even think about doing
yeah,
it,
even,
you know?
Yeah, right.
But, and then you have to ask yourself, is that something that will lead to you... Breaking the seal.
Yeah,
it
might.
And
I might want to get a six pack of beer.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
everybody's different. That to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know myself too.
Yeah.
Then I'll start rolling blunts or you know.
I
go
never
to the
like so funny. I used to drink so hard. I stopped getting off drugs. I stopped drinking. I have no real desire to drink.
I mean, look what I have here. I mean, these are addictive.
Yeah, and for sure.
Look at all this.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
But why is this okay and the other ones aren't okay?
Because I don't
and no
know.
No one's saying. No one's like. I don't have to restart my sobriety. You know. And look at all this. I
yeah,
got a vape,
it's very
I got
weird.
School,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's very
I
weird.
I have it right here. I have the.
Yeah, it's very
funny,
weird.
Brother.
I don't this do. I don't. I the only thing I my last vice is
I know, but,
coffee. And if they told me coffee could give you AIDS, I'd be like, I have full blown AIDS.
I need that.
I'm never
I need that shit.
Giving
too.
Up coffee,
I need coffee
ever in my
yeah.
life.
Now let's get back to the like. So what's the agenda? Like, what are we looking at in the next 10 years with this alien influence? Like, what's
so,
going on?
Bro? I'm gonna tell you some stuff. Today was a really interesting day. I did two great shows.
Yeah,
I had Mickey Willis and Eddie Bravo on the first episode. This
love
drops
Eddie.
Tomorrow,
love Eddie.
And that's going to and we broke down Plandemic and his whole that whole movie. Oh. And then the second episode we did was with again, the Bledsoes.
Yeah.
And they have both had like really interesting things. And one of the most interesting, inspiring things that Eddie said at the beginning of within the first episode was he was hanging out with Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And Alex Jones was like, "We're winning. They're losing. It's falling apart. Their plan is falling apart." And I'm like, that guy's always negative. That guy's always doom and gloom. And for that guy to think that we're winning, that gives me hope because I've always felt it.
Wait, winning against who?
The elites.
The
and
elites.
And their Agenda 2030 plan.
So what's? Can you explain this agenda? What's their agenda?
Their agenda is total enslavement.
That's what they're trying to do with the cell phone and all that stuff?
Well, it's not even that. It's like
the ID,
it's like it's like Marxism.
Yeah.
Marxism, equity, all that shit. It's not about equality. It's about completely flipping everything on its head. And then this is what I want to say. The farther you get away from God, and this is a weird thing, drug addict, sex addicted, crazy person, right? That's who I am, right?
Well, I like what you're doing right now because you're bringing spirituality in the mix.
The farther you get away from God, the more your anxiety goes up, the more your depression goes up.
That's true, huh?
The more you start using and abusing everything. It is two things. It is easy versus simple.
Right, right.
Easy is drugs, alcohol, pornography, one night stands, fast food, you know, checking out on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quick fix shit.
Quick, yeah.
Versus simple, which is God, working out, prayers,
being
of service, model of abundance, like law of attraction,
yeah.
Model of abundance.
Yes, yes.
So that's my shit.
So are you, dude, I could tell like something's going on with you. You're on your spiritual journey.
I'm on a spiritual, I'm trying to find if I could be like a Christian mystic, dog.
Yeah, so are you,
like I
want to
do magic and
shit. You're
not
religious though.
I'm spiritual.
You're spiritual. So you have a higher power.
But I want to study like Jesus and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Because we live in an inverted world, right?
Yeah, it's duality too.
It's inverted.
It's inverted.
Yes.
So much else. I don't want to get too political, but I'm thinking.
But it's inverted.
I don't want to say it. But
so
I'm
like everyone, who can you shit on all the time? Jesus. They're like, why can you shit on him and not these other? And I go, maybe because whatever the mainstream media tells me, I know is probably the opposite is true.
Right.
So I'm like, what is this?
When did
about?
You realize everything was inverted?
I've just come to this conclusion a little while ago.
Because that's a revelation, a spiritual experience.
So my spiritual journey starts when I have this guy named Matt LaCroix on.
Yeah.
And he's telling me about Anunnaki and human timelines.
Yeah.
And then I have this Buddhist author on named Von Galt, who made a huge spiritual change in my life. And she's telling me all this stuff about timelines. And Matt LaCroix, from a scientific archaeology point of view, and Von Galt from a spiritual Buddhist point of view, are saying the same thing.
Same shit.
They're saying the same thing. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? You guys are saying the same
shit.
Wow, that's
interesting, yeah.
So I started going, something's there.
Right.
So
it's not a coincidence. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, that's all. Like, dude, history is a lie. Everything's it's a lie. It's all the invert. So, you know, it's like... So I'm not like, you know, the battle of the globalists. I'm a localist. Yeah. I call myself a localist.
So do we need to worry about the UFOs or the UAPs, the aerial phenomenons?
I don't think so.
Or the discs?
I think contact is coming and we're entering.
Is it going to be like Star Trek, like First Contact, where they're going to... It's gonna be some kind of event where they.
That's a great question.
I mean, because I would like to see it like
you
presented,
big, like,
well, presented
like the Super Bowl.
Like, yeah, well, not that grand. It doesn't have to be that grand. It could be something. Well, maybe I don't.
Well, the question becomes: can people
handle it?
Handle that?
Because they might freak out.
Well, right now they don't care because we're so distracted.
You know what I realized too? I was just observing some just people on the Hollywood Boulevard. Everyone's looking, taking pictures of themselves on. Everything's like just them. No one's like, you know, someone could be on fire across the street and they're like posing for Instagram. I just realized this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
The way people are so just
social media,
self-absorbed.
Social media is a trauma deliverance system.
Right.
It's just constantly delivering
constant,
you.
Or just me.
Yeah,
it's
and like, we just, you know, I had this guy Luke Radowski on, and he's great, and he was talking about, like, if you get introduced to pornography too early, what that does to you.
To your brain?
Yeah, and you, like, you start looking at people's social media, like...
Like objectifying them. Or just, it
yeah,
just
you're
up
less
your
likely to have a long-standing
relationship. Yeah.
You're less likely to have intimacy.
Problems, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
Because I noticed too, like, even like my searches, it's like before I was just doing normal searches, but now they're getting weirder and weirder and weirder, you know?
Yeah, I quit.
And
I'm quitting
I'm
porn.
Like, how'd you do that?
It's just hard. Because it's mostly boredom.
Because with that, it's like a part of your human biology to want to procreate and nut and all that.
Yeah,
it's hard. Then how do you quit that?
Because I started to think what I was getting, what it was just leading me into weirder and weirder shit. And I was just like, I'm in this thing where it's like, I'm just getting farther and farther from nature and spirituality.
Yeah,
my view of women was so off. Like,
yeah,
I just had an
that.
Awful, I like, it was like just a weird, it was just so raw how I saw the world.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know?
And you get desensitized to it, don't you?
Yeah, and I just started looking like sex like it was sport. It's like, not, it was about high scores and shit.
No, it's not.
It's like the it's all energy, man. It's all it's an energy ritual.
It's just connection.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, bam, bam, bam.
So my rock bottom in drugs is like I had kids and I realized that they didn't deserve to have a fucking, you know.
Does that change it when you have a
100%.
Kid? Like if I were to, like hypothetically, if I were to have
it's the greatest thing you'll
ever
do.
But it would
Yeah.
It would just revamp my, it would just rewire my shit.
Yeah, well, because you get into your fucking, you get into your primal mode, which is provide, provide, provide.
And that really kicks in.
Yeah, and it's the best.
It is.
The best feeling ever to provide.
Because you have a reason to get up in the morning. It's not about you, is it?
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta
bring home the bacon. But you love it. It's like you love it.
So you're being of supreme service because you're 100%. That's your own and you're providing.
Yes.
And they're relying on
it's
you.
It's the best feeling ever.
It is.
It's so like a love you'll never understand. Like Whitney's having a kid and I'm like, you just have no clue the love that's coming.
And then Jeremiah had a second kid.
Yeah, it's the love you'll never understand. You can't understand until you have the kids.
Really?
And that's part of the you know, the depopulation thing is to get people to think, one, you know, there's no hope. There's the world's too crazy. It's global warming. All this shit is depopulation.
So they're
is this the weirdest conversation?
No, no, no. This is why I love it. I love it. I don't
can
get
do
this
fart
every
jokes
day.
Too.
I don't get this every day.
Yeah.
So there's a conspiracy with that too, as far as them putting out a message, as far as don't populate, don't have kids.
Yeah, don't have kids.
So that's out there too.
Well, even like the OnlyFans thing is a giant psyop of depopulation.
Yeah. What? So that there's a conspiracy there too. With
Look,
let me hear about the OnlyFans.
I used to do a show called The Naughty Show, and we would interview adult film stars.
I had some on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But back when I did it, they were outlaws, and you were just talking about these people that were kind of living this outlaw lifestyle. Now people
it's
interview
normalized
them
now.
Like, oh, yeah, you're just you got a normal job. It's like, you don't have a normal job. And, like, a lot of that is done on purpose. Like, all this outlaw shit.
What do you mean outlaw shit?
Just like for me, like when I was doing comedy, when I started doing comedy, there was only a couple dirty comics out there. Dave Attell was like the big one.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody else was trying to be Seinfeld, right?
Clean cut.
No, everybody's dirty. And it's just and they're trying to normalize that shit.
Everybody has some dirty jokes.
And then they get really upset when they're like, well, that's not really who I am. It's just a act. You're like, well, the guys who did it before you, they did that because that's who they were. Joey Diaz and all these people.
Yeah.
So the same things with the trans shit, right? It's like back in the day, like drag queens did that because that was their shit,
They like doing that shit.
Yeah, now it's like a social contagion and everyone's trying to do it. But they don't understand like the energy that comes with that. And the same things with adult film stars. Like, adult film stars.
Dark energy. I mean, imagine.
Dude, porn's
that.
Dark. And this is the guy that set high scores on Pornhub.
Yeah,
up,
but imagine
they
that.
They used to give me badges and medals for the amount of pornography I watch. I would tweak out and I would tap Pornhub like saw.
Would you
jerk off
on speed?
I couldn't do much, but I didn't care. I was in it.
But
like, I say this all the time. I used to watch, when I was tweaking, I was watching porn, not even for the sex anymore, but for the cinematography. Like, did the director understand lighting and all that shit?
You got into that?
Yeah, how weird I was.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, I was a weirdo.
Yeah. So, you had DVDs?
No, dude.
Oh, you just watch it on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I was so weird. I paid for porn for a long time.
Wow.
Even while everyone was getting it for free, I'm like, I'm supporting artists, right? That's what I'm doing.
So you look at it as an art form.
Yeah,
at
that time, I was lost.
Yeah.
But there
was a dark side. I like
well,
how you're
Well, those girls come
that.
From darkness, and they're trying their hardest
you're just
to change.
That,
well, they're the ones who see it as a business can somehow rise above.
Like Asa.
Yeah, shout out to Asa. She saw it as a business. Yeah, dude, books, and she and, took yeah, and yeah. She created
Sasha Gray.
She changed her life, right?
Or she like got into DJing or
yeah, kind of, right. Yeah, the yeah, ones yeah. that
propelled to the next
were really smart about how they did, like Belladonna. Where is she? Nobody knows where she is. Nobody knows. She's out there being somebody's mom. Right. Somebody's mom is Belladonna. And they and like she's going to PTA meetings. And everyone's going, I think that's real far.
Yeah.
I could tell by the gap in the
yeah,
team.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's a savage.
Would you
right?
trip out if you went to, you know, when your kids get older, in a PTA meeting and you recognize someone from the adult film industry? Would you say something or would you just think things and just.
I would.
You treat them just normally.
I would chill.
You would just chill.
Yeah. I would chill. And then see if they're open to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I've been in recovery. Oh, I don't want, but I've seen adult film stars in recovery.
And I have too.
And I'm like, I'm going to give them, I'm like, that's a savage to, right there.
And I'm just chilling. It's one of those things where I'll just go,
respect.
Respect.
Right.
And just, you just,
but what they've done now is that they made it so, like, oh, hey, I don't want to work a day job, so I'm going to do some OnlyFans. And they don't understand the energy that comes with that.
It's dark.
It's like the early days of MMA. Those guys did that because they couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with pornography. Like, they didn't have a lot of career options because of the trauma of their childhood. So they picked something that they realized there was a market for, and they did the best they could. But now you got everybody doing, they don't understand. And now you're seeing all these videos of OnlyFans women going, man, I lost all my friends. My family's
not
talking.
What happened to Mia Khalifa, it's like the same thing.
Lost it.
It's like, you know, like the divorce. She can't.
She's been divorced.
And then she can't find a man now.
Right.
Yeah. Aliens don't have anything to do with OnlyFans, right?
No, but it's all of this is to get you.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a connection there, but
no.
Yeah.
But the connection is
because you know there's like a webcam
thing.
Wait, say that again.
And who knows?
Wait, say that last thing. It's something from God.
Well, yeah.
It's a disconnect, you
yes.
said? So he said it's a disconnect from God.
Yes. Yes. Everything is a disconnect to get you farther from God. That's it.
Doing that.
I think it's... I don't know if this is...
I think you're onto something.
Oh, dude, I'm 100% onto something.
Because whenever I do watch porn, I feel empty inside.
Yes.
And I feel like, what am I doing?
Yes.
I feel like a loser.
It's a quick endorphin hit. It's like,
yeah, it's like the same thing. I was just playing Warzone before you walked in here, and it's the same shit. It's just like, you know? And
Look at what that does to you, man. Why do men love games so much? Because it's this crazy place where they could go to war,
you're rewarded on how many kills you get.
Yes.
You're like, dude, I got 7 kills, bro.
Yeah.
And then if you don't get any kills, it's like you feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like you shouldn't kill anybody. You should be a medic.
But it's also into this protection thing that you're doing. Like, men used to have purpose, right?
Oh, to go to war.
Like, you had to go to war to defend your tribe.
Yeah.
You had to go to war to defend your village, your family, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now people get that through other things. And that's why a lot of guys are incels. They don't want to go through it. The whole Me Too movement was a war between men and women.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that stuff.
And then you have those people in Japan, the shut-ins. Have you heard of the...
Listen, I don't know what it is, man, but
Asia, them dudes don't leave at all.
Nobody wants to bang Asian chicks in Asia. Nobody wants to have kids
over
there.
No, them dudes ain't leaving. They're eating, like, ramen in the rooms, and they're not changing their underwear.
China and Japan are having giant population problems.
No one's they're not dating, bro.
Nobody's having kids. I'm ready to go over there and save everybody.
And they're not trying. They're not trying. They're staying in their room. And I don't give them props for that. You gotta at least try, bro.
Yeah, because primal things are getting hit through these. You know, it's like men like to compete. Like, we like to go to sports. We like to learn to box.
Same thing with, like, in high school. You would have to go through your fear and actually walk up to the girl. Will you go to prom with me?
You know?
And there's a chance you might get rejected.
Oh, dude.
They might be like, no.
The first time I hit on chick,
and it
she
hurts.
Said, laughed in my face. I think I hit on 2 girls after that. I've never been on a date. Everything was like, I had no clue of the relationship between, like, just having a relationship. It was all sexual.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, completely, and utterly like not how.
But at least you had
to
walk up to the person, have a real human interaction, bro.
I mean, now it's on dating sites. Like once I went to college, it was crazy, but like I didn't have any normal kind of thing like that. Is this a depressing show?
No, I'm loving it. I love it. Dude, I'm loving it. Thank you. I'm having a great time.
But it's all spiritual, bro.
Yeah, no, I like what you're doing with that.
Manipulate energy, dude.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? I like
There's no reality. There's only perception.
Can you write that down, please?
There's no reality. So it's like what
There's no reality. There's
so every day, bro, I sit down and I write down a gratitude list.
That's.
And then I write down goals for the day and I try to achieve those goals.
That's. Dude, you're doing the
damn thing. I do a lifetime goal thing and I'm amazed at how many times I hit those lifetime goals.
I could tell because I haven't seen you in a while. You got some life.
I just got a haircut by
Mexicans. No, but there's something vibrant. There's some vibrancy. There's some vibrant.
Well, I don't drink. I don't do drugs.
Yeah,
I could
tell you're doing
the
thing.
And I try to sleep.
Yeah, you're doing. Something's changed. I don't know what it is, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I'm trying to be a spiritual guy.
No, but that's good. I mean, you have kids now. You're doing the right thing. Yeah. I'm still worried about the aliens, though. So they don't want to. They don't want to harvest our sperm or do weird shit.
Well, I don't think there are, biological and aliens are coming here in ships.
You don't?
I do not. Why? I don't even know what space is.
Yeah, what if they're...
Anything comes here is interdimensional, and they're most likely...
Like a video game. You know how we look at video games? It's just projected, and we don't know.
Yeah.
What if it's like that out there?
So if you're asking me, I don't know where we live. I don't think it's on a ball spinning through space.
You don't even know. We don't know.
We really don't know. They won't let us know. And every time we get higher, they tell us you got to go even higher to see what it is.
It could be a globe. It could be like, you know, those snow cone, the snow.
Well, what you're talking about is a firmament there, dude.
Yeah, like
which is the
dome. It could be a dome or something.
So like I always tell people this and they always think I'm stupid.
Is that a real thing?
So if I take a balloon, right, with helium and I let it go, it shoots up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone, I go, why is that? Oh, because it's too light for gravity. I'm like, well, okay, then why is it shooting up? They call it buoyancy, right? So I go, okay. So if I take a ping pong ball full of light air, right?
Yeah.
And I go to the bottom of a lake and I take the ball and I release it. What's it going to do?
It's going to float up.
Float up, right? But what if I take that same ball and go into a moving river and I release the ball? What's it going to do?
It's going to
follow the stream, right?
Follow the stream.
So if we're spinning this fast, how come when I release the helium balloon, it doesn't shoot off at 1,000 miles an hour?
You just had a brain explosion on the Stevie Weeby show with
like
our
with buoyancy,
guest,
they say,
Cam
but
Tripoli.
Even the buoyancy.
Fuck, you're right.
So it's one of two things.
Go ahead.
It's either we're on a flat surface that's
like
not moving,
like this?
Or we're
this.
In,
I drew it.
Yes.
This.
Where?
This.
We're, yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right?
Yes. And there's a big.
I
there's
think this
a
is
big
where we're
belief at. That space is liquid. It's not. It's not.
It's a lick. Yeah.
It's not. And that's why when you look at the stars, they look like they're twinkling.
Yeah.
They tell you it's twinkling, but it's kind of like looking at something through water. Remember when you look at the bright,
when you look at
a light in a pool, that's kind of how it looks. Like there's no, it's just light underwater. That was the worst description.
How do we escape from, I mean...
Okay, that's the crazy thing,
so
dude. That's why I'm really getting into
scared,
right
like,
now.
Like, when I die, there's going to be an alien gray and a reptilian and a, like some other, you know, insectoid, you know, thing. And they siphon my soul and they put it into a life, you know, like a recycled.
No, we could be
something.
In a
you know what I'm
reincarnation
saying? I don't want that to happen.
Loop.
I don't exactly. I don't want that to happen. How do I break that? I don't want to be recycled.
Well, you are going to be judged. On the
life review
on your life review.
Yeah.
And what is so a lot of people are talking the greatest way to ascend. And this is some of the teachings of Jesus is to not desire the material.
But that's what look where we're at. Now.
Yeah. That's the whole
it's
point.
Like, look at my Lamborghini dog. Look, I just bought a new.
You're supposed to. That's.
But look where I live. Huh? Am I doing the right thing?
Bang.
I'm in a room.
Love it.
I'm not asking
with
for the
stickers.
World. Stickers. Yeah. I'm not asking, you know.
I'm with you, bro.
Still working on the Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have much. So I'm doing the right thing.
Well, in a weird way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So, by default, by accident, I'm...
By the whole thing is that when you crave...
Keep going, man. I missed you, man. Fucking. So how do we get out of the fucking
So you
thing,
get judged. You're in 46 days, I think it is, of darkness, and then you get judged.
Wait. Why is that? You're being so specific.
I've just said the Bardo.
46 days of that's darkness. Like a Black Mirror episode, bro.
Yeah,
like,
46 days of darkness, okay. And then you get judged.
Okay.
And you're supposed to. What you're supposed to do is basically tell them. I'm done with this material world. I want to go back to the real reality. This is supposedly not a real reality. No. We got trapped here.
We got trapped.
Yes.
And now we're in a loop.
By the demiurge.
And then we're in a loop now.
Yes.
We're in a loop.
We're batteries.
Boom, moon, back down.
We're batteries.
Boom, back down. Boom.
Like the original Matrix.
Just like the Pac-Man thing you're saying. Boom, you get your ghost. Boom, back in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Boom, get
eaten. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How do we... So...
You're supposed to reject and say you want to go back to the real.
Who do I talk to? Like, how do you know who to talk to?
Those who are judging you.
Who are those?
The dudes, bro. I don't know who they are.
Okay. I hope they're fair, though. I hope they can just hear out your case.
Well, they're probably going to try to scare you to go back in the light. And then they're going to have all your relatives that you lost. And they're going to be like, come into the light. Like your grandma's
like,
come into the light.
It could be holograms.
You know what you do? You just punch grandma right there. You're like, no, grandma, bang.
And then turn away and be like.
Don't go into the light.
So, but what's the purpose of keeping, like, I might. So
we're
the next
batteries,
life I might be
bro.
Like.
We're batteries. We're energy batteries. And that's how they keep this holographic universe.
And then.
That's
where do they put
the Matrix.
You in jail? A cell. Think about that. Prison, cell.
Yeah.
Where batteries.
Everything.
In a cell.
Words are magic, bro.
Right? Does that make sense?
Words
makes,
are magic.
Yeah.
Law of attraction.
So we're just fucking bad. Yeah.
The world's ran by sorcerers.
So the Matrix was right when Neo was in the fucking shit?
So when the Wachowski sisters now say that the Matrix is about trans and all the. LGBTQ people are like, he wasn't talking about trans.
He was talking about actual, we're in a fucking...
Trans, he was talking about trans, what the fuck is it? Turning us into robots.
Oh, right.
To trap us here.
That's what they're doing. Then that's the next steps because of technology and stuff.
Yep. They want to put your soul in a fucking robot so you can't leave here.
You getting this? Whoa.
Is this going to be your last
day? Yeah. Well, this might be. Yeah. No matter how you escape, whether you get in a car accident, take your own life.
But you can choose to come back.
So we all in here we've chosen to come back.
You're on a mission right now.
I don't know the purpose, bro.
Well, you're here to learn a purpose. Something you did in your past life, you're here to right that wrong.
So I could have been some farmer in France. And
yeah.
I did something.
People want to do past life regressions with me, and I just...
No.
I don't want to know if I was like some Russian peasant with big Russian tits, and I was just like...
So we've... how many like past lives have we lived?
There's some thought that you have as many lives as it would take a bird to fly over a mountain with a feather and erode it all the way down.
That's a lot of lives.
That's a lot of lives.
So aren't you kind of tired? I mean... Don't you think this could be the last? I'm okay with.
Well, you have to be okay with the lessons, what you've done here. And then you get presented with all the shady shit you did.
Right.
And you have to be like, okay, I'll go back and fix that. And then you come back and you're addicted to the material.
Right. So my dad, who passed away a few years ago, he might be back as...
he could be back. I think about Brody Stevens all the time.
So Brody might be back, yeah.
Brody might be some baby somewhere.
How close were you with Brody?
Dude, when it used to be when you Wikipedia, you Google his name, I was like one of the people that...
So that was your homie.
Yeah, for sure.
That was your homeboy.
I interviewed him the night before he killed himself, which sucks, because I want to go back and be like, save him.
Right, or say something to him.
With him for the rest of the night.
So what? Because this, I didn't realize how deep this conversation. Because that you're saying some deep shit.
I'm sorry.
It's good. This is what I like. So what does the aliens have to do with our the reincarnation of souls? Like what's their place or purpose?
They may
in
be
that?
People.
Are they trying to siphon our souls?
Or they're trying to help us. This might be a battlefield between good and evil.
And they're just observing us. Whether
some are, some aren't.
Because there haven't been nuclear war, and they probably defused some of that
thing.
Shit.
I don't even believe nuclear bombs exist.
Right. You think North Korea got any kind of...
North Korea is most likely CIA fucking rabble-rouser thing.
They're starving over there, bro. They don't. You think they got fucking all this technology to...
Yeah.
No, that's all for show. Yeah. They're broke. They're looking for rats to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even have like fresh meat, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's bullshit.
I think so.
So all this shit's bullshit. This whole
everything is an intelligence trick.
Yeah.
Scientology is basically a US Navy intelligence operation.
Really?
Yeah, if you study, L. Ron Hubbard was was part of this thing called the Gates program, which is where they took all the smartest kids and they did all this kind of questionnaires to study who is this and who is that. And if you study like the smiley face killer, like so many of those kids were in these like smart programs.
Right, right.
And a lot of them were. So, you know, if you study like Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard was a U.S. naval officer, and he was sent in to infiltrate Jack Parsons' whole dark arts like group that was in the desert trying to make rockets.
Well, I didn't, and that's why that's the Sea Org that makes sense. That
so here I got a joke for you. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so a Nazi, a Satanist, a Scientologist, and a pedophile walk into a bar. What do? They invent NASA. That's who invented NASA.
Oh, my God.
Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, Walt Disney, and Von Braun are the four people that formed NASA.
Can you write that down, please? Can you say those names again? L. Ron Hubbard,
Walt Jack Parsons,
Walt Disney,
and Von Braun, the Nazi.
They all created NASA.
And NASA is the Hebrew, sounds like the Hebrew word nasha, which is to deceive.
So that's what you're talking about with words.
Yes, everything is words magic.
Oh, man, you're blowing my mind. That's insane.
And these kids don't know what they're singing, and they're singing all these lyrics that are just negative stuff, and your conscious doesn't know the difference.
Because that's vibration too, right?
Yeah, everything's vibration.
With the hertz and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just listening to because I'm making music and I was sampling Buddhist chants and stuff, and there's something to that too where I'm like, oh, I feel calm right now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the ding ding, and then I'm like, oh, I like this. You know?
Dude, Munchie's the best, bro.
Thanks, man. You know, we're on
hiatus. Listen to it all the time.
We're on hiatus right now.
It's okay. Yeah. But you still should go out and sing
the best. I'm working on a solo project right now, and I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it. So what do we do? So don't worry about the aliens. How do I get abducted? I want to at least have that experience.
Well, you probably got to get out of L.A.
So where do I go? What if I go to Pittsburgh?
I should hook you up with Ryan Bledsoe, and you should go to North Carolina and see the orbs.
Ryan Bledsoe?
Yeah.
How do you spell his name?
B-L-E-D-S-O-E, I believe.
How'd you meet this guy?
I met him through a couple of my friends, and he's done my podcast a bunch of times. But today, him and his father came on, and his father just has this connection
and
with
that's
these
the guy that got the son got abducted, right?
No, the dad.
The dad got abducted. Was he sore anywhere on his body?
No, he didn't even say any of that. No, dude, he no longer had Crohn's disease.
But they didn't probe him anywhere.
Not that he knows of.
So, did they mess like?
He doesn't have Crohn's disease.
But he doesn't remember any recollection of being on the UFO.
No, but dude, he showed me some weird videos, bro, where they're staring at an orb and then suddenly an entity flashes in front of the video and then goes away.
What kind of, like some?
It looks like one of those old tribal,
like a sigil?
Like a sigil, dude.
Like a sigil, like bam.
Yeah, and then bang, and then it goes away. And he's like, dude, and then Ryan was like, those guys have appeared in my bedroom all the time.
Like the sigil, like boom?
Bang, like the entity was there and then it disappeared.
What kind of entity was it? Was it a serpent or a...
No, it was like, he said they look like tiny children.
What?
He said when his dog died, he saw his dog's face in the orb. And then he showed us a picture and it was a fucking dog, bro. In the orb.
He has it on his phone.
Yes, he kept sending us it.
Do you have any of this stuff?
I don't have the pictures. I will drop it on Tuesday. You'll
no, that's
see
fine.
It.
That's fine. Can we plug that? Like, I want people to see that episode too. Whatever you're talking about.
So tomorrow.
Well, this is dropping later. This is dropping next week.
Okay.
So it'll already be out by then.
Okay. So yeah, whatever day. If it's after Tuesday,
is that going to be on the broken?
No, that's going to be on Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli.
Yeah,
is my jam.
Okay.
It's almost 7 years old.
I was there at the
still
beginning with you and Ryan.
Still top 100 podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So hard, bro.
So how have you kept it together with, like, doing comedy, being a dad, doing all this stuff, man? Like, how do you keep it together, and where do you get this energy in?
Well,
drive.
You know, I have a very weird supercomputer head. I come from hard workers, so if I didn't do any of this, I would just be talking to myself. So
really?
I literally talk to myself all day. So I'm just like, I might as well just turn on the computer camera
and
microphone and just record myself. And so that's where all these and every podcast I do is about a passion of mine.
Will you educate my brother? How close are you to my brother?
I love your brother.
I know.
He constantly, and we're cool. He threw me under the bus a couple times on his show. And I forgive him.
Wait, Tiger Bell? You've been on that.
Yeah, I've been on
Tiger
one
Bell,
time.
Yeah.
I loved, so the whole thing with the car, him running his car.
Can we talk about it a little bit? I saw the footage. So he's not a good driver.
I'm not mad at him. But what it got me, what upset me from a sobriety point of view.
No
was
amends?
That he went on his show and he said that I caused him to relapse.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, he did say that.
I know, but that's not true.
Right, I'm with you.
There was a guy with the CBD
thing, and he was giving
him CBD.
And then
escalated to him doing marijuana.
Yeah,
eventually.
Right, right.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, well, so
you
then,
know, I'm just saying, that's my brother. That's my bro. That's
no,
my big
I
bro.
I love your brother.
He exaggerates a lot.
I love your bro. Oh, yeah. When I
he
heard
exaggerates
that,
a lot.
When I heard that he wasn't molested by a special needs person, that was a little shocked.
No, but that story was kind of true. He wasn't molested, but there was a guy with, I want to say the right term. He had, he was mentally.
Special needs.
He was special needs. He lived by these apple trees. He looked like Rocky Dennis from the movie Mask with the
Cher.
And he had Penthouse magazines. And he did spread out magazines and he would touch himself in front of the kids.
Okay.
So that did happen.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And like,
that's
this
very
uncomfortable. This is fucked up. Yeah.
That's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you remember not mask Jim Carrey,
no, I know what you're
mask
about. Yeah,
with
yeah, Rocky Dennis.
With Rocky Dennis.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah, he looked like that.
So your brother was like, oh, he made me relax, so I smashed my car into him. And then I remember that night because your dad had just passed a little ways, and he was almost crying. And I was just like, it was such like, and I was like, dude, it's just a car. We got insurance. We'll take care of it.
I'm just saying, they could have waited at least a month. I mean, at least let my dad pass away.
Yeah.
Then podcast. That's all I'm saying. I forgive them, but it's like, come on, man. Like, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's hard.
Just let a couple weeks pass.
But I love
you know?
Him.
That's all.
He did that, and then that kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah. No, I mean, he has great, you know, he's been good. You guys
and
been good
to
him.
And then the other thing that he did that hurt my feelings was when him and Callan and Shab got in a fight, he talked about being bullied on that Ethan Klein's whatever podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And he never said who did it. And like all of his fans thought it was me. So the next day, my DMs on Instagram.
Oh, no, so
were
you got
just,
the hate.
I got all the hate. Me and Joey Diaz got all the hate. And I told your brother, I'm like,
you
got
to. He has to. There's. He doesn't realize how much power, like. His fan base has.
Yeah.
You got to clarify
these. They were just
calling
me homophobic
man.
Slurs, and it was just hilarious.
Did he apologize for that?
Literally, they all looked like Bobby. I could not believe how much Bobby Lee's fans look like Bobby Lee. I mean, it was. I'm like, dude, is this Bobby?
You're being funny right now.
No, that's true.
But you did forgive him eventually, right?
I always okay. From the beginning. I got a great joke about it.
Okay. But you got material out of it.
Yeah.
And he made it right with you. Everything's cool now.
We're cool. He never apologized.
But you guys are cool.
I am always cool.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I love good. Your brother.
Yeah.
I wish I could be closer with him, but I just have weird, I'm a weird dude.
Can you educate him as far as some of the stuff that you disclosed today as far as the spiritualism?
He won't listen to me.
And the alien? How come? Because he's close. I've tried to tell him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Him about this stuff?
You know,
and
so
he threatened to put me in a loony bin.
So me and Kurt Metzger,
yeah.
One time we're in the office at the Comedy Store and Bobby Lee was there and we were having a conversation and Bobby Lee was like, he's just like, I don't want to know any of it. I'll get all depressed. And I go, I get it. And there's something.
So he doesn't want to know.
He doesn't want to know.
It's easier probably that way for some
A lot
folks.
Of people don't.
And people deal
but
with things
But the problem is that let's say everything goes down, then it's going to be such a shock. That's going to be a breakdown, and we'll see what happens.
As far as when things hit the fan.
But I think if you're asking me what the future holds.
Please, we're on our last 5-10 minutes.
Is going to be
wrap
nuts.
It up here. Just give us a whole.
The next big thing will be immigration riots, and they're already prepping that.
Why is that?
Because. That's going to be the next thing that they try to do so we don't have the 2024 election. Kind of like when the BLM and Antifa riots were happening.
Yeah.
The new one will be the immigration riots. And a lot of these immigrants are actually, not all of them, but a lot of them are foreign assets. And we're in a Bolshevik war. And they're trying to come in. So the Democrats are in such trouble right now that they really don't even want the election to happen. So they're going to go. So like we saw with the BLM riots, the next one will be illegal immigrants riots. So when you see like all these Republican governors like Abbott and DeSantis sending immigrants to all these Democratic cities, it's not like to show the look at you. It's to help move assets.
That's crazy.
That is the next thing. That's what coming in 2024.
That's coming. I mean, you heard it first on the Steve Wiebe show.
I don't want to scare anybody.
No, so but
the
that's
whole
fine.
Point
that's
is
fine.
This. Like, all of this is a demoralization campaign to get you, and I'm a comic, trust me, I say funny stuff occasionally. When is a demoralization campaign? So how do you fight the demoralization? You look inside.
It's an inside job. They always say that in our program. It's an inside job.
Work. This is what I practice every day. Law of attraction. Words are magic. Model of abundance. Okay. Give it away. Give it away. Give everything. Like, dude, if you're.
Let's repeat that real quick. I want to write that
law
down.
Law of attraction. Yeah. Model of abundance.
Mile?
Model.
Oh, model.
So model of abundance.
Of abundance.
We are taught scarcity since we're children.
Yes, we have.
That there's only so much money. There's only so much food.
Yeah, but we are enough. I eat every day.
There's enough.
There's enough. I drink every day. I eat every day. What's the third one?
Love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Okay, you find the similarities, not the differences.
Okay.
Where do you hear that all the time? Recovery.
Recovery.
Look for the similarities.
And not the differences.
Yes.
What's the fourth one, Sam?
Clear the books. Every night, clear the books. If you're supposed to call somebody, clear call somebody. If you owe somebody money, pay it off. If you said you're going to do something, do it. And the final thing is
shit,
discipline. You got to do everything with discipline. And when you do all these things, you'll manipulate energy. It's white magic.
This is white magic?
White magic.
So, folks, you heard it.
Prayer, here.
Pray.
Prayer to gods. Work out.
Work out. Push-ups.
Vibrate on a higher level. You should do jiu-jitsu, bro.
I used to wrestle.
Jiu-jitsu is the best, dude.
You think I could learn?
100%.
I was ranked in the state of California in my weight division.
Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty good. I was pretty good.
Get it? Dude, if you have a wrestling background, jiu-jitsu's
really?
The shit. There's jiu-jitsu schools all over this place.
You think Eddie would give me a deal?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's been here. Shout out to Eddie Bravo. I love me some Eddie Bravo. I love him.
10th Planet Van Nuys, dog.
Join today, 10th Planet.
Just me and Grizzly Bear Mexicans.
Yeah, babe.
Giant Mexicans. They're the biggest Mexicans I've ever seen.
Can
and
I
they
go
just
over
land.
This real quick? This is this beautiful shit, what you said. So, law of attraction, model of abundance, love thy neighbor, clear the books, clean your side of the street.
Yeah.
And discipline, do it with discipline, and pray.
Pray, dude. Pray in the morning.
I love you, dude.
Pray at the night.
I love you.
I love you, too. SamTripoli.com.
Can we plug your Instagram and...
I'm so shadow banned on Instagram. It's unbelievable, dude.
Why? Because you're speaking the real...
You do
the real shit?
Yeah, I do
the
real
shit. They banned you?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to ban this too as well? They might.
Maybe.
Do we do some restricted words?
No, we just talked about...
We're just shooting the shit, bro.
We just talked about aliens,
dude, that's
bro.
It. They do that all the time, bro.
We didn't talk about anything
Nothing too weird. And you know what I thought? One last thing.
You don't even have to put my name. You could say
Fat Dragon. I'm giving you props.
I'm also known as Fat Dragon.
Alien, putting Aileen on someone. Aileen.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Oh, shit. Let's go. SamTripoli.com.
Sam Tripoli, all social media.
Let's plug your podcast again. So make sure to check out Broken Simulation.
Yep.
Conspiracy
Social
Club podcast.
Tim
Ball Hat. And the premium content is on
Rockfin. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Rockfin.
Yeah.
This was easy.
Yeah.
Was it easy?
I love it. I'll come talk to you anytime.
I loved it.
Part two.
No, this is what I wanted. If you like to support the content and what I'm doing here, patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. I do a audio diary log just exclusively there. I do another podcast with Jeremiah.
It's great.
You get along
Scissor
with
Bros.
That Scissor Bros. Scissor Bros. Okay, youtube.com/Scissor Bros. We're doing a live event at the Grove for free. Will you come and just make a guest appearance? It's free.
We're here in LA.
Yeah, we're doing a pickle eating contest, and we're merging with this pickle guy.
When?
In September sometime.
Do you have a date yet?
No. I'll get back to you on that.
All right, let me know. Because I'll
free.
Be just
it's
standing
free.
At
we'll
the Grove.
We'll get you some pickles. We'll get
I'll be
you
like,
some pickles.
When is this happening?
We'll get you pickles. You too. Please come. And then if you want to send any packages, mail, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was an honor having you.
Honor and privilege.
Off the Grid Ryan, get back in the mix, brother. We miss you.
Get in the mix.
Get in the mix, Off the Grid Ryan. We love you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.